Hi, Greg. It's Nadine. How are you?
How's it going?
Friday. It's going good. It's going good. It's the weekend. You know,
okay.
Weekend comes, I'm doing the happy dance.
Weekend's awesome.
Right? No Vegas trips, right, this weekend?
No.
Okay. So I wanted to return your call. I know I just missed it. I just finished a call when you finally hung up. I'm like, oh, darn, I missed him.
So this is making me kind of nervous.
What's up?
I like I can get a hold of you. That's awesome. But I guess I passed everything, and they want me to text yes or no to activate my account. But I wanted some couple more questions, and then when I want to freeze my leads, I want to be able to contact somebody right away. I called the number they gave me, and they said they can't call me back till the 14th. I don't like the sound of that.
What? Until
That's
the 14th.
What they told me. Yes.
Hold on.
It was an answer machine. They told me it would be several minutes, and I waited about 10 minutes, and it kept telling me that. And then it said, we can put you in next in line and return your call when it's available. And I did that option, and they told me the 14th.
Yeah, no. Right now that I got you on the phone, hold on. That's why I always give you my number, too, right?
I want a number so I can call, and if I have any issues, I can address them
Absolutely.
Right away, not 4 or 5 days
Absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely. And even if you need to call me, you call me. That's why I always give out my number, because sometimes it might be something urgent, right? So we want to make sure that, you know, someone's available for you. I know they've been having a lot of appointments and stuff, so, but no, you always call me, if anything. Hold on.
I've been able to get through to you pretty quick. So that makes me feel a little better, but I don't think it's your part of the job, what I'm asking. I don't know if it is
or
isn't.
But you know what? You're right. You're right. Because I'm what's considered the lead, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If it's something that's urgent and I can get a message to them right away, that's fine. I don't mind. Hold on.
Not urgent, but I mean, I do want to activate my lead, but pausing them and unpausing them is something that I've learned works for me with HomeAdvisor, and I don't necessarily want them on all the time. And I want to make sure we can set up a direct time when my Google campaign is going to be showing and when it will stop. I want to edit that.
Absolutely.
That time.
Hold on 1 second. It was like an automated that told you until the 14th.
Well, they told me that they experienced a high volume of calls, and it may be several minutes, which was fine, so I waited about. And then they offered to call me back, and I selected that option, and then, yeah, it told me the 14th. I didn't wait, because I already kept waiting. I would have been waiting until the 14th.
Yeah, no.
Kind of scared because I seen that that other tree service company was doing it, and I noticed he stopped, so I don't know.
What do you mean? What other tree service?
Well, I just opened up my website and things, and I kind of put tree service near me quite a bit and just kind of see how my website is popping up, and I always seen that L&J guy, he was popping up first all the time with that Google guarantee. But I noticed for the past, right after I signed up, passing my background check, I noticed that he's not showing up no more.
He's not showing up at all?
Yes, I hope. I don't know. We'll see. We're gonna give it a shot, you know?
Listen, don't be concerned with other people, because sometimes when those guys aren't listed there, it's because they might have put it on pause, right? And that could be why. It could be a number of things. That's not to make you nervous. All you need to worry about is as long as you're listed there, that's all that matters. You know,
maybe he got so much work. Maybe he got so much work from it. He said, pause it. I can't keep up. Maybe, you know.
Exactly. So that's why I said, don't start tripping on that. Don't worry. Hold on 1 second here.
No, I mean, like HomeAdvisor and what it is, I mean, nothing's perfect, you know, so I'm just kind of makes us leery, you know. But we're gonna give it a shot. It sounds good.
I'm glad that you got. I mean, this is quick. In fact, Man, you were on top of it, let me tell you, because we always say 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but it depends too on how fast you're getting the application done, the background check and all of that. I am so happy it got done this fast. That makes me happier. You know what I mean? That's because you were on it. You know what I'm saying? You weren't like messing around or saying, oh, I'll get back. You know what I mean? It don't, like we do the work, but then too, if the business owner's not filling out the application, if they're not, you know, staying on top of, okay, I got to do the background check and they're not following the steps, it slows the process, right?
Makes sense.
Okay. So I'm also putting on here, hold on, because they're chatting me right now. I'm like, listen, I got him on the line and he can't, you know, it's telling him that he had to wait until the 14th if he wanted a call back.
Yeah, no good.
So I'm going to stay on the phone with you until they tell me that they can grab your call.
And then future, I can save your number and call you. I mean, I hope I don't have to. I know you have your own job, but.
No, listen, that's what I'm here for. That's why I always give my number because if there's ever a time, let's say you have to pause your leads, right, and you can't get someone on the phone right away, you call me. You call me, and I will get the message to them. Don't worry about that. You're not bugging me at all.
Sounds great.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. So you're going to be speaking with Ivan. Give me 1 second before I transfer you over. He is concerned also that if he needs to pause his leads, that he won't be able to reach someone right away. Let me see if I could transfer to
him. I can tell him when I talk to him.
Huh?
I can just tell him when I talk to him. Would you put that for now on the note?
I mean, I just want them to know, like, listen, these are some of his concerns. Let me see if I could transfer you to Ivan. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
What's going on here? Hold on 1 minute. Let's see if it lets me do it here.
Your call is very important to us.
The heck? I'm still with you.
Transferred to the next available.
Okay.
You're still with me, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try it again. Let's see. You said 4546. You ready for the Super Bowl?
I didn't even know it was coming.
Right? Oh, no. I told my mom, did you get in any pools? She goes, yeah, I got like 4 of them that I got in. I'm all, dang. She goes, I'm trying to win some money. I'm all, okay. All right. Let me try them again. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Your call is there.
Give me a minute. I know everybody wore their jerseys. I'm all, you guys don't want me to wear mine. I'm a Raiders fan. Okay. Hold on. Let me see what he says. Okay. Ivan is going to call you right now because for some reason it's not letting me transfer. He's like, I'm here waiting. I'm all, okay, well, listen, can you call him like right now? Because I have him on the phone so I could disconnect with him. So Ivan is going to call you right now. As
soon
as we disconnect.
I believe you, okay? He will, and I'll wait for his phone call.
If anything, call me back. Okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.